This morning I was listening to a long conversation, and the second part of it is Prabhupada actually giving the names of the persons who should initiate on his behalf. But the first part is Vrindavan Chandra comes to see Prabhupada, and seems like he's coming, and he wants some money, or the family may want some money. So Prabhupada saying, "No, don't think I'm a rich man, and I'm going to give you some money." And he just preaches. He doesn't. He says, "No, I'm not going to give you anything." He says, "Then just preach. You should be Krishna conscious. Krishna will take care of you." And Prabhupada said, "Give allowance, which is 1,000 rupees a month. Not a lot of money." But Prabhupada makes it clear that he's not going to hand over any kind of large sums of money. He says, "I'm not going to give you a lakh or more money just because you're related to me. But if you do what I did and be Krishna conscious, then Krishna will give you whatever you need." Very often, even with devotees, I know, for instance, in Hungary, there's this culture that parents, the children, when they get married, the parents should give them, they should have their own house or apartment by them. The parents give them that, which was unheard of in England. I never heard of such a thing.
In India, yes, it's there. These people are aristocratic families.
Yeah. Well, this is not aristocratic family. This is everybody. Everybody. Not aristocratic family. Everybody. Everybody. It's there. It's like a mania for everyone that, no, I have to, otherwise what are they going to do? What are they going to do? Well, let them find their own way. Let them make their own way. And that's what Prabhupada was also doing. Make your own way. I'm not going to give you anything. And of course, everything was ISKCONs anyway. But
he gave one flat, isn't it?
Huh?
He gave one flat.
One flat, but it belonged to ISKCON.
Mm-hmm.
So they could stay there and live there. This Pancha Shio flat. And they could stay and live, but it belonged to ISKCON. And for their life, they could stay there. But ultimately, it remained ISKCON's property. So, and that's... Sometimes, sort of, spoil children. And then, and Prabhupada says that, then if you give, then you just become debauchee, and they drink and eat and do nothing, and they just inherit. They should learn what it means to work for a living, how to build up, and that's part of bringing up a family. It's part of raising children. To make life impractical, that everything falls out of heaven, that's not the way life's going to be. So why mislead children to think that this is what life is about, that everything falls in your lap? So Prabhupada gives the example of the big businessman who... when his son finishes his education, then he gives him a dead rat, and he says, go out and start a business. And so his son, I forget how it goes, With a rat, he gets a cat. With a cat, he gets a cow. With a cow, he starts getting milk, and he builds up a business. The Prabhupada uses that example quite a few times. He uses it sometimes to show that if you've got the karma for making money, you'll make money even with a dead rat. Experience with the wealthy businessmen of the UK,
Indians,
at least the first generation. I don't know of anyone who's got a university diploma. Some of them barely finish high school. But then later on, when they get rich, they get so many honorary PhDs. Because Bhagavatam says Kali Yuga, symptom of Kali Yuga, is that if you're wealthy, you become respectable. If you're poor, even though you may be a pure devotee, that's not an honorable thing. You're a failure in society.